Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Summer is the perfect season to kick back and crack open a cold one. But when you're trying to pick the perfect beer, do you ever wonder whether it's better to drink it from a bottle or a can? We had Isha Chawla and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this. Welcome, Isha and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So what does the science say about the difference between bottles and cans?
To find out, we started by talking to Jennifer Brinton of Graysale Brewing in Westerly, Rhode Island. She says Graysale doesn't just brew their beer, but they package it too.
We were always a packaging brewery. We started with that model.
Jennifer says they split their brew about equally between kegs and aluminium cans.
In fact, nearly all of the craft breweries in Rhode Island sell their beer in cans.
Why is that?
Well, Jennifer says if someone's taking their beer on a hike or to an outdoor cookout, it's safer to carry it in a can.
It's a lot easier for us to pick up a can that's left behind and crushed or stepped on or whatever than it is to pick up broken glass.
Okay, so that helps with trash and littering. But what about greenhouse gas emissions? Does it take more energy to make an aluminum can or a glass bottle?
Some researchers in the UK had the exact same question. And they found that the emissions associated with making enough glass to hold a liter of beer were about 1.5 times the emissions used to make an aluminium can for the same amount of liquid.
So cans win again. What about recycling?
Well, in a side-by-side comparison, it takes more energy to recycle glass than it does to recycle aluminum.
And in the US, glass doesn't get recycled as much as aluminium does.
So when I drink out of an aluminum can, how much of that aluminum is new and how much of it is recycled?
To find out, we reached out to Ball Manufacturing, the company that makes cans for many different beer companies, and they told us their cans are made of around 70% recycled aluminum.
Another win for cans. What about the emissions that come from delivering them from breweries to stores?
Jennifer from Graysale Brewing says it's definitely cheaper to transport cans.
And because it's so much more lightweight, so on the shipping end, cans are always more cost-effective than bottles.
And that translates to fewer emissions, too. Because aluminium cans are so much lighter than glass bottles, and they take up less space, trucks can carry more of them per trip.
And that means it takes more gas to distribute the same amount of beer if it's in glass bottles. The emissions associated with transporting glass bottles gets worse the further the beer has to travel.
Also, glass bottles need more packaging because they're so fragile.
Okay, but what about those plastic rings that connect the cans? Don't they harm marine life?
Yeah, they can, but there is an easy answer. Take a pair of scissors and cut the six-pack pack holders so that they don't have any rings. It's those circles of plastic that catch and suffocate marine life.
And there are also some innovative solutions out there. Graysale Brewing already uses hard plastic tops to keep the cans together.
Some companies are even making biodegradable rings now.
So it sounds like I should drink my beer out of a can.
Yes, but actually the best option is to skip packaging altogether and to drink from the tap. But that only works if you have access to a keg.
So if that's not an option, you can opt for cans.
But most importantly, buy local, especially if you're drinking from bottles, because it takes significantly more emissions to truck them around.
Great. Thanks, Isha and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.